Our guest this morning is a multi-winning Juno artist. As of this month, it marks 25 years since the release of her debut album here in Canada, and she's going to be playing at Summer Folk this weekend right here in Owen Sound. We are so fortunate to be joined by Chantel Kraviazic. Good morning, Chantel.
Hey there, JC and Sarah. How you doing?
We are great. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today. I can't even express how excited we are that you're coming to our little town to be a part of our big music festival. This festival has been a tradition in this town for longer than I've been alive. I grew up here. And so knowing that you're going to be part of it is just so cool.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. It's going to be really nice to get to play live again.
I bet. I mean, it's been a long time with the pandemic and everything artists have been able to get out and play shows. Have you gotten to do anything big so far, or are you just kind of getting back into the swing of it?
Well, I did get to play some shows during the pandemic a year ago. It was wild. I kind of went across the country and did little couple of pockets where, you know, either outside or just for intimate setting, mm-hmm. having people wearing their masks and so on and taking all the precautions. And so that was really good and very good for, you know, marriage and being a mom to get the heck out of the house for a minute. I think that's the toughest part about this pandemic, you know, is staying sane in your domestic life, and everybody's on top of each other, and it's more of a, you know, in each other's space more than normal, and I think that takes its toll. So not only are you with your people more than you're normally programmed to be with them, you're not doing the things that are normally your outlet, and for me that is music, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, at this point, to answer your question, anything big, well, I think just going on any stage and playing for any amount of people is a big deal now. You know, it's special. Anytime you get to play, I'll never ever take it for granted. It just feels so good to sit at a piano with a microphone and put on a show.
And I'm guessing 2020 probably was a bit of a different plan for you, because you had a new album come out just last year. The new album is called Get to You. It's available now. You can stream it wherever you stream your music. I'm mm-hmm. guessing you probably had a big tour plan to promote that. There was probably a lot that you had to put aside because of the pandemic.
Yeah. It's all a blur now. I don't even know how we got to this point. I don't know what the plans were, honestly. But I guess that's what they say, you know, life is what happens when you're making plans.
Mm-hmm. I was curious, too, to ask, because obviously I'm sure a lot of people listening to Chantel Kraviazic know that you are married to Rain Maida of Our Lady Peace. I think you guys are still the king and queen of Canadian music, if I'm not mistaken. I think that title is still yours.
I believe they still have their crowns.
I think so.
Really? Wow.
At least in terms of my growing up, I had both CDs in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious if you guys have hatched any plans, because I mean, nostalgia is big these days, and we're 25 years now since the release of your first album. Is there any plans for, you know, future co-headlining tours, or getting like a bunch of Canadian artists from like the late 90s, early 2000s together and hitting the road? Anything like that that's being discussed?
Not that I'm aware of, but, you know, I mean, Rain and his band could always have something up their sleeve. I don't know. I honestly don't. But Rain and I are just can be a walking nostalgia bill, you know, anytime for the duration, I think, because we love to play together. So we'll always be doing that and continuing to build on what we've already started to do together as Moon versus Sun, you know, featuring Rain and Chantel, or Chantel and Rain. We always argue about who should go first.
Well, alphabetically, it makes sense for Chantel to go first.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Right.
That's awesome.
I'm there
so,
with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So this show coming up this Sunday as part of the Summer Folk Music Festival, what can your fans expect? Are you going to be playing, you know, the new stuff? Or are you going to kind of play mostly the old stuff? Or is it going to be kind of a mixture of both?
Well, I think it's important right now you know, it being fresh, people being able to go out and actually take in a show. I don't think I'm going to go up there and play a bunch of songs people don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be pretty mad if I hadn't gone to a concert in a year or two, and I went to my first concert and somebody just didn't play the hits, you know? So mm-hmm. I think I'm going to probably play songs people know, mm-hmm. and maybe one or two new ones, but probably I'm going to play songs that people can sing along with and just have a really nice time.
Sounds like you're going to tone down the pyrotechnics, too, with this show.
It's not going to be as many lasers as usual?
That's I'm known for that. I'm known for that. But I'm going to put it down this one time and keep it cool.
Awesome.
All right. The new album, I wanted to ask you, because I was kind of curious about this. I know that, or I think I know that you have a studio mm-hmm. in your home in L.A. Did you record the majority at home, or did you go elsewhere for that
the
album?
Whole thing. No, the whole thing was recorded at home. I did it with this incredible talent, just him and I. It was crazy. He's like a Lenny Kravitz or something. He plays every instrument. You know, he's in a rock band of his own, and also, he's really soulful. It was honestly a rare moment in time, because now, I mean, he's doing work with everybody from Sampha to Daniel Caesar and Mustafa the Poet. I mean, I don't even think he has the same phone number. I don't know even if I can get a hold of him anymore. Like, I just lucked out, right? I got my moment. And he's just a great, great, great young man, and I got really, really lucky. And so it was neat, because it was a little bit like it was before the pandemic, but it was a little bit of a prelude, because it was just him and me. Rain was on tour, and he would just come over, and the kids would be at school, and I'd just get stuff done. And next thing I know, I had a new album. It's really exciting.
We're glad that we can finally actually get to see live artists again.
Yes.
We're so happy.
Well, and everybody be safe, you know. If you haven't gotten your vaccination yet, make sure you try to, and wear your mask if you can, you know. Because, you know, the Swiss cheese effect, that's what you have to think about it, you know. The more layers you put on, mm-hmm. the more protected you are. So I think we'll be able to stay with live shows and getting back to life as long as people can sort of, you know, do their part, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We can tell you it's going to be a safe experience up here for sure. Folks here are very well vaccinated and very, very respectful. This is one of the best places to be, and I think you're going to have a lovely weekend here. We're so excited for Chantel Kraviazuk at Summer Folk this Sunday afternoon. Tickets, information, everything you could possibly need is at summerfolk.org. Chantel Kraviazuk, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
It's my honor, and I'll see y'all on the weekend. Thank you so much for chatting.